That, but the mics were off, and so that's why we were confused.
Ha! So, Kyle, guess what's Thursday?
What? That one?
No.
Not that one?
Valentine's Day.
Oh. Hey! Singles Awareness Day!
Yeah. So, I'm going to try really, really hard to put songs on in the background that are lovey-dovey at really inappropriate moments.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like a car chase scene?
No, I've actually got that.
Okay, good. I think CJ would probably throttle you if you ruined that scene.
Speaking of CJ, we're going to read the car chase scene without CJ this week.
I was tempted. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we have to wait for him. But that's lame.
I say when he comes in, we just pretend like we just finished the show.
We're awful. Awesome. So, where would that be? Chapter 26? Or 27?
Let's see.
Anyway, while Matt finds where we're going to act like we are, where we actually are, right before the greatest part of this book, known as the car chase scene, or at least that's what I call it.
Hey, we got a
phone call. And CJ's not here to mess it up.
Hi, you're on KDUP, 1580 AM.
The sound of Portland.
Animorphs.
Oh. Hey, am I the first one?
Yep.
Apparently.
That's kind of cool. What chapter are you guys on?
We don't know. We're having to decide. We're actually on 25, but we're thinking about saying we're on the later chapter because CJ really wants to read this part. And he's not here.
But that's not fair to the listeners. You guys be skipping a little bit of the most important stuff.
Right. It's hilarious. You get it?
No, not at all. It's not that funny, actually.
I'm laughing.
You laugh at your own jokes? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it always goes on in my head. Actually, I have an interior monologue that goes all day nonstop, and so, like, people will be talking to me, and I'll get this blank look because I'll be actually talking to myself at the same time.
So
and oftentimes, that inner voice laughs when no one else does, just to make myself feel better.
We should put you in the mental institute.
That's why I'm an RA.
funny.
That's the University of Portland's equivalent of a mental institute.
A menstrual
institute. Yes.
Institute.
That's kind of cool, I guess. You guys, what you should do is download the books in Spanish and one night read them in Spanish.
You mean like have to read in Spanish? I don't
speak
English very well.
Me llamo Marco.
Me llamo Marco. El Marco.
You could say, like, en los dos mandatos de Carlos Juan Menet, si implante estas medidas de avisadas para estar en la inversión extranjera.
Those none of them had better be swear words, Joe.
No, none of them were.
Amazing.
That the mandatos de Carlos Saúl implemented were mediocre and horrible for the freedom of foreign people.
So you memorized the speech?
No, I'm reading it in front of me. I have to read this whole thing for class.
Lame.
But you guys should be proud. That's the first time I ever spoke on Spanish on live radio.
I am proud. This is a momentous occasion. Hold on. Just a sec. Any second now.
Waiting.
That button didn't work. There it is. The listeners finally know.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same place.
You're done.
Wait, were they asking for an encore? Alright, I'm about to go. The crowd's getting a little wild. Alright, thank
you. You broke
guys.
Them.
You guys have a good night.
Later, dude.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Coulter has left the building.
Yay! Not yay that he left the building, but yay that it was Joe. Nah, I'm going to go with yay he left the building. Woo! Count it.
Anyway, so...
He's going to be upset.
Next week...
Wow, this is slow.
Anyway, next week is Valentine's, right?
Right, Thursday.
So,
I don't hear it.
It's there. It's really loud for the listeners, probably.
Huh.
Anyway.
Call if you can't hear.
Call if you can hear.
No.
Call.
Yeah, just call.
If you're listening,
call!
Hi, you're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hi, good question for you. What book are you guys on?
We are on Megamorphs 1, the Andalite Gift.
Okay, I was wondering what the car chase scene was for.
Yep.
There is only one car chase
yep.
ever, and this is it.
This is it.
It's been like 12 years since I read that book, so.
Yep.
It's a lot.
It's a good one. We're enjoying it.
Who are you, yes. Mystery Caller?
Huh?
Who are you?
Catherine from Colorado.
Catherine from Colorado.
Colorado! Woo!
Thank right. you for calling, Catherine from Colorado.
Huh?
Do you
thank
have
you.
Anything for us?
I'm sorry?
Well, it's Valentine's Day coming up, right?
Yes.
So do you
it
have?
Me.
So do you have anything that pertains to Valentine's and Animorphs? Because I'm blanking right now.
No. All I know is I'm going to be sitting here wallowing, going, "No, I hate you all."
You and me both.
Yeah.
You and me both.
All right.
But that doesn't mean we're not special.
Indeed.
It's not on Thursday.
It's not on Thursday. We'll have our own time.
Yes.
Excellent, yes.
Single people will once again rule the earth.
We will rise up and conquer.
We shall take over the world.
Nice, the world, yeah.
Anyway, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Catherine from Colorado.
Now have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
I want CJ in here so we can yell at something.
We need at least three people in
yeah.
the studio, otherwise it doesn't happen.
I've decided that. I mean, we've tried shows with just you and me. I don't know if you and CJ have done one before. I think maybe me and CJ tried once. And they're always kind of like, they feel forced.
You know? Yeah.
Like, right now, we're trying to make conversation to fill in the time that takes CJ to walk here from the chapel, which is next door. And I'm feeling kind of slow. So I'm a big fan of the calls because that means we don't have to act like we're interested in each other.
Oh, thank you, callers.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Thank you.
We could make it a threesome.
No, Joe. Hang up on him, quick.
Oh, man.
And then go answer the door to CJ here.
Okay, page 166, like right above the tsu. All right, Joe.
Okay. All right, so this isn't actually where we are, so just don't pay attention. I slammed on the brakes! Too late! Wham! Everything upside down, rolling, pain, suddenly flying.
No, you did not!
I hit the ground hard. I was in a ditch, half filled with water.
You did not!
The truck was over and turned on its back. No.
We did not.
No, we did not.
But it was fun.
That was so worth the wait. That was fun.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
That was not funny.
Yeah, it was. You have no idea how not energized we were until we got to make fun of you one more time.
I know. See, that's why I should come in late all the time. So you got to be energized.
No.
Do you know how horrible it was before?
You need to come in here on time so that we have
energy. Did you get my computer working?
Yeah, about that.
So you did, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what you're doing right now?
What am I doing right
not
now?
Not you. The actual people.
Oh, I know what you're doing right now.
The actual people are listening to KDUP, 1580 AM, or online at
kdup.up.edu.
You can call again at 503-943-7121.
Or extension
7121
if you're on campus.
Yay!
And or lazy, bored, whatever.
What have you?
Check out our website, fanwars-uncensored.com.
I think I'll do that right now.
That's a lot of typing.
Well, he had to do like http://, and of course he was typing the ASCII values on the keypad and not actually letters. Also, yeah. Facebook group, Animorphs the Radio Drama.
Sorry.
On the Facebook group. And there's something else.
What?
There is Facebook?
You can email us at animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
And
what
CJ,
is...
CJ, CJ will be checking that.
Yeah, so if you want to catch me not checking, you can be like, oh, this got sent it this time, and then you guys are going to make fun of me because I haven't checked it.
What?
Anyway,
it makes sense. Don't
we were just about to stall for Matthew to find his home.
I think
we are. Cool. Hey, so guess what? Big news today.
What? What happened?
Apparently, we have a wing for our plane.
Yeah. No big deal, really. But that's homework in the studio. We can't talk about that.
Well, okay.
But yes, we have half a wing.
People may be wondering, how? What plane? What? What is this?
Well, they can call.
It's devilry.
Because we don't get to talk about that kind of thing unless we have a call, like that one time Evan called in about the homework that he had to do for some class.
By the way, if you think we should name our plane the Jahar, call in.
Or B, the Josephine. Or C, the goat with wings.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, I just made it up.
Animorphs.
Little known fact, back in the day... Airplane, the study of meteorology, well, this isn't really relevant, but they used to spell aeroplane, A-E-R-O, plane.
I know that.
Yeah.
With umlaut.
Animorphs-uncensored?
No, it's Animorphs
singular.
Oh my gosh, we need to do something exciting. Quick!
Anyway, back in the old day, they used to spell aeroplanes with an A, E with umlaut, R-O, plane. And aeromancy, guess what that was?
This is a stupid tangent.
Hey,
you are a very...
Aromancy, come on.
Oh, hey, we got an email.
Yeah, is it saying, quick, guys, stop talking about stupid stuff and read?
No, we did not just lose the game, Mr. Jason.
Ah, I lost.
I just won.
No, you didn't. See, that's not how the game works.
That's not how the game works. The game works where everybody listening just lost the game, because if you remember you're playing the game, you lose the game.
Yeah.
And you have to say, I lost the game. That way anyone around you who loses the game, plays the game, loses the game.
Dude, I can't.
And CJ, of course, refuses to play, so he made up his own.
Ah, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
I was censored.
And I won the game, though.
No.
Okay, and Joe joined his thing. Hang up on him.
Yeah, Joe. That's right, man. High five over the air.
He's gone.
It's a Tesla high five right there.
Your mom's a Tesla. Oh. Hey, cool. The phone call. Hello.
Hi, you're on Animorphs.
Radio drama.
Uncensored.
Is this Animorphs, the radio drama uncensored?
It is.
Yes.
Is this my dad?
Hey,
yes.
Can you tell CJ, the DJ, that his favorite listeners down in Springfield say hi and hope that he got there okay?
Hi, Dad. Yes, I did get there okay.
Okay. All right.
Hey, really?
That is so awesome.
Okay, well, I know this is on the air, and I don't want to embarrass you, so you guys take care. Have a good show.
Say hi to Uncle Bob for me.
Hi, Uncle Bob.
Wow.
At least your parents listen.
Yeah, I know they do.
Mine, I had to put everything on a CD and give it to them for Christmas, and they've only made it through a show.
They're like, wow, how did we race this so poorly? Actually, CJ is dead. CJ has not arrived yet, and this is my best CJ impression.
It's actually pretty good.
I know.
It's like a thing.
He can actually... He's such a good ventriloquist that he can talk and ventriloquize at the same time.
Which is really easy to do over the radio.
Yeah. See, I pre-record all my CJ impressions, so...
like, so it's like a button on my laptop,
yep,
see? Oh, that was
broken. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
My name is CJ.
Pretty amazing.
What? My name is... What?
No.
My name is...
See?
What?
This is where we realize we're still on that same wavelength, because I was about to say something stupid, too.
You just did.
Oh, no. See? Same wavelength.
Hey, guys.
Moving on!
I found this great thing in the studio. It's an Animorphs book. I thought maybe for a change of pace, we would read this book that I found that we all three have copies of. You know, just to mix it up a little.
Just mix it up?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Marco.
It's called Sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Who's playing Cassie?
Girl.
I am.
No, you can't. You can have Matt do it.
Okay.
Because you're Jake in this one.
All right.
But I can't play Cassie.
Okay, guys, get in the zone.
Get in the zone. Okay. Okay. Quick. Quick. Somebody slap me. Ow. God, that hurt.
It helps.
No, I was just trying to get the blood flowing to the face.
Yeah,
you know, lips, the teeth, the tongue.
Yeah, but I just like slapping you, see?
Ow! Ow! Okay, I'm fine!
CJ.
Matt!
Ow, I hit myself!
Hey, we're reading books sometimes.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Rarely.
All right.
Chapter 25.
Okay,
the car chasing!
Here we go.
Matt, he screamed.
Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out!
Jake yelled. Would you both shut up? I demanded. I'm trying to drive here.
Yeah, I stopped listening.
Okay, restart that one. Just a second. I don't want to read the he said, she said, and whatnot. I don't like that. It's just ruining the flow.
What?
It's ruining the flow of this one.
Okay, just because you're the only one on this show that never, you know, pays attention to those things doesn't mean they don't belong there.
They don't.
Because they do.
No.
Uh-huh.
My face hurts.
Yeah, I know. That's because you were slapping yourself. Shoot, where'd that sound go? This sucks. Ah.
What sound?
The stupid thing.
Sorry, folks. We'll get it eventually, I promise.
No, we really won't.
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
I've got my sound.
We're going to start this over again?
All right, go ahead.
Happy scream.
Look out.
Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out!
Jake yelled. Would you both shut up? I demanded. I'm trying to drive here.
Car! Car! Car!
Jake yelled. I yanked the wheel left. The car sped by, horn blaring. The driver stuck his hand out the window and made a sign with his fingers. Well, that's rude, I said, and totally uncalled for.
Bam!
Oh, it's just a trash can, I said. Chill out!
Bam! 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 Okay, so it's four trash cans.
I said,
yeah. Get off the sidewalk, you lunatic!
Jake said, I yanked the wheel to the right. We bumped out the sidewalk. Heard him graze the parked car and...
Bam! 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 Ah! Do you hate trash cans?
Jake asked.
Is that your problem? Do you just hate trash cans?
I can't drive with you screaming in my ear.
You can't drive at all!
Jake said,
Left,
turn left, turn left, just that way! Cassie said, taking time out of the stream. I turned left. I missed the actual street, but fortunately, the people who lived on that corner did not have any trees in their front yard. Bump, over the curb, bump, rear wheels over the curb. I stepped on the gas and tore across the lawn.
Cool!
I said.
I am going to kill you, Marco!
Jake said in a weirdly calm voice.
If I survive, I am gonna kill you.
You said you could drive! Cassie accused. I shrugged. Actually, what I had said was I scored millions of points playing Wipeout, this excellent video game. Okay, so it's not exactly like Wipeout, but I'm doing the best I can. I was back on the road. Suddenly, an elephant went tearing across the street a block away. An elephant with little pink ears. The bleak was right behind
him. That's Cassie! That's Rachel!
Cassie yelled.
Not for long, maybe.
She's still alive.
She's still alive. She's doing science.
Jake said.
She's still alive.
Jake said grimly.
That's Rachel.
No.
Not for long.
I'm going to morph. Marco, follow that elephant.
The elephant ran behind a Winnebago. He really chewed the Winnebago into solder. The elephant turned to face the animal. The elephant planted its feet firmly, raised its trunk in defiance, and faced the beast of 100 mouths. Yeah, that's Rachel, all right, they said. I floored the truck. We burned rubber and shot down the block.
Ah!
Come on, you big dirtball.
Come on, you big dirtball. I'm right here,
Jake yelled. Orange and black fur was already sprouting from his body. Tiger teeth were growing. Oh,
come
on now.
Quick, right on the phone!
The radio drama.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The car chase scene. Okay, bye.
What?
Oh, you dirty. Ah!
It's
not going to get you on our show.
Honk the horn at him, please.
Which one?
I don't know. That one?
That'll work.
That one? That's what I think.
Or that one.
I found a lot of car horn sounds.
I just like the fact that I have a random explosion in there. Oh, it's the wrong button. Cool. Anyway, sorry, where were we?
The elephant turned to face the animal. The elephant planted its feet firmly, raised its trunk in defiance, and faced the beast of 100 mouths.
We're way past that.
Yeah, that's Rachel, all right, I said. I floored the truck. We burned rubber and shot forward down the block.
Come on, you big dirtball, I'm right here!
Jake yelled. Orange and black fur was already sprouting from his body. Tiger teeth were growing, bulging down beneath his upper lip. Suddenly, living ropes like tentacles wrapped around Rachel's huge body. The dust beast enveloped her, covered her.
No! No!
Cassie cried.
Rachel, no!
The bleak began to rise from the ground. Then it slipped back down. Oh, duh, I gasped. It's not trying to kill us. It wants to capture us. It's trying to carry Rachel away.
It can't lift her!
Cassie said.
She's too heavy!
Just then, the Valik noticed us, or at least, it noticed Jake, who was morphing into a tiger. The Valik dropped Rachel. She fell just a foot or so, but still cracked the road surface.
I'm going to Rachel!
Cassie yelled. She started climbing over Jake to get out, but it wasn't working because Jake was already half tiger, and he was squeezing out of his seat. Jake, better climb into the back, man. You're getting large, I said and put on the brakes. Jake pushed down the door and climbed out of the truck. He was clumsy because he had legs that were not human and not tiger, but some weird halfway mix. His hands were fur-covered with claws that could barely work the door handle. But Jake piled out and jumped in the back of the pickup. Cassie piled out right behind him.
Lucky guy!
Cassie said. She slammed the door shut. With a rush of wind, the Valik came after us. I put the truck in reverse and gunned it. Wham! I groaned. Someone had a parked car right where I needed to go.
Turn it around!
Jake yelled at top speed. I spun the wheel and at the same time I floored it. And totally Hollywood. We're talking squealing tires, smoke coming off of them, and then zoom! I had a tiger in the back of a pickup truck I could barely drive, and I was being chased by the most powerful monster I had ever seen. Later I would be terrified, but right then, at that moment, I was just thinking, this is so cool.
Chapter 26. Jake. The good news was, Marco had gotten out of the neighborhood, so he couldn't destroy any more trash. The bad news was, he'd gotten on the highway.
Pass on the left! Pass on the left! Not on the right! I'm cool now!
Marco yelled back through the open back window of the truck.
It's just like the game now. No problemo.
It isn't dark on the video game.
Sure, the part with the tunnel.
You mean the part where you always crash and burn? We were tearing down the highway at 70 miles an hour, weaving through a stream of bright red taillights. I was halfway into Tiger Morph. I was deliberately dragging it out, keeping the Valik interested. It was working. The Valik was interested. I was standing in the... I was standing in the rattling, swaying bed of an old, junky pickup truck. And just about five car lengths back, there was a beast. 50 feet wide that was nothing but sheer destruction. Occasionally, hold on. Occasionally, the other motorists on the road would offer us advice. I could hear bits and pieces of it as we shot past.
Idiots! Why don't you?
What kind of moron? Glad you heard it, why? Joyzy? You're stupid!
It's gaining on us.
This thing won't go any faster.
Good.
I said.
Off road. We're going off road.
No. But it was too late. The truck plunged off the road, jumped a ditch, slammed through a wire fence, and aimed straight for the trees. Tree left, tree right, tree, 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 tree. Branches scraped at the side of the truck, and behind us, chewing through the trees, came the Valik. Marco, I'm almost morphed. I'm going to bail. Give me 5 minutes, then it's your turn.
Yeah.
Marco yelled.
Jake, be careful, man.
Try not to destroy Cassie's dad's truck, okay?
Get ready. Slowing down.
He slammed on the brake.
We have a sound for that.
We have that button.
I didn't know if you had that yet.
Yeah, we had that button.
Fine, my bad.
Where were we? Wham! The side of the truck slid into a tree. I sprang from the bed of the truck. Marco floored the truck and sped off.
Yay!
Through the bushes, engine roaring, I landed like the cat that I was. The tiger inside me knew where we were, knew it in his bones. This was a cat born and bred for dark nights and in dense forests. In a rush of sensory...
Did I say dark nights?
No, but CJ tried to...
Oh, dark nights and dense forests. In a rush of sensory information, I heard, smelled, saw, and the environment around me. Dark, penetrating eyes, ears attuned to every small sound. A sense of smell that told me stories of deer and wolves and wild pigs that had passed through this area. But what I needed most was the cat's agility and speed. I completed the morph. As long as no one else morphed and distracted it, the Valik would chase me. At least, that's what I hoped. It was on me! I turned with a lightning speed and did the one thing the Valik could not expect. I charged straight at him. The dust beast hesitated, then stopped.
I like mine better.
I let loose a roar that would make a grown man wet his pants. I unleashed the incredible power of my coiled muscles. I leapt through the air, claws outstretched. It was an attack that would kill just about any animal walking around on this planet. But it would have had no effect on the Valik. At the last second, before my paws could encounter those rows of gnashing teeth and spinning blades, I tucked my head, drew my paws back, and hit the ground directly beneath the dust beast. Right under him. Right under the Valik, and out the far side, I hauled my orange striped tail out of there at maximum warp. Let's see how fast you can turn, creep. Ha! Not fast. It took the Valik several seconds to turn itself around, and I thought, well, so it does have some weaknesses after all. Some weaknesses. Not enough. It ripped through the trees and undergrowth like the out-of-control monster it was. Tigers are fast. Tigers are mighty, mightily powerful. But tigers do not have great endurance. I was a sprinter, not a marathon runner. I moved out, racing wildly through the trees, turning sharp left, then sharp right, doubling back again. And the somewhat clumsy Valik couldn't catch me, but I couldn't keep it up. I was winded, panting, tongue hanging out, exhausted. It was time for a distraction. I hoped Marco could provide it in time. The plan was to run the Valik back and forth from one morpher to another. I wanted to hunt morphs. We would give it morphs to hunt. It wasn't much of a plan. It only worked if the creature could be worn out. But the odds were we'd all wear out first. I fired myself up a tree. Claws bit deep into the bark. Tired muscles propelled me up and up through the branches. The Valik chewed through the tree I was on. I looked down and saw it right below me. The tree was still standing, but the Valik was shredded. It had shredded the base, and it was chewing it its way straight up the tree. I leapt in the darkness. I fell, claws outstretched through the night air.
Sorry, I just love that song.
It's a good one.
Chapter 27. Rachel.
He hasn't had one yet.
Okay, your turn. It's 20. The dust beast had dropped me. I hit the road. I hit it hard. Concrete cracked and popped open. I was flying. I was a bird, an eagle, going to see the body. I was going to tell him I was going to what? Something bird, sudden out of nowhere, swimming around me, attacking in front, side, turned and tried to get away. A tree!
Wham. There we go.
What did it mean? Tobias! I had remembered a name, and it wasn't mine! I watched the dust beast reform to go after a truck, and I was strangely
surprised that she remembered Tobias's voice. Huh? Me? Anyone?
Wow, you were out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You're listening to KDUP, 1680 AM, or online at KDUP.UP.UU. You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121 or extension 7121.
Perfect.
All right. I watched the Dusty Three form and go after a truck that was careening backward up the street, careening straight into a parked car. A tiger! No, not quite a tiger. Half human, half tiger. A freak! He climbed into the back of the truck, and someone else was left behind. A girl, short, wearing overalls. Flash! The construction site! The one where the alien had landed. She was there! But this is a flashback! There's no noise in flashbacks! But was she a friend? Or one of them? One of the enemies?
Monty J.
Rachel!
The girl yelled. Are you okay? Oh, I thought you were going to read thoughts. Rachel! Yes! What that dear scorpion alien had called me at the burning shack. Rachel, yes, that was my name. Yes, it was my name.
Hey, she remembered. Thanks for the cheers.
The woman saying, Rachel.
No, you can.
I know you don't like lima beans. Eat them anyway. They're good for you.
A girl younger than me saying, Rachel, Rachel, Rachel. Everything is always Rachel around here.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Sorry. Flash. Command voice from nowhere.
Now, next on the balance beam. Rachel, Rachel.
Yes, I remembered. I was Rachel. But who was this short girl calling me, and who was, and what was I?
Rachel, can you hear me? Who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? Who are you? I yelled in thought speak. Tell me. Tell me or I'll crush you.
Rachel, it's me, Cassie.
Cassie?
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Are you my friend?
Rachel, I've been your friend for years.
The girl who called herself, the girl who called herself Cassie said, my memory, I don't remember. Cassie? What am I? The girl stared at me for a moment. I could see doubt in her eyes. She looked around at the street. The first cops had taken off after the wild pickup truck, but more sirens were blaring, coming closer and closer.
You're human, Rachel.
No, I mean, yes, I know, but I'm something else, too. Look at me. How can I do this? What am I?
A freak.
Yeah, but we knew that.
Okay.
Cassie met my gaze. Human to elephant. I guess it seemed bizarre to the frightened, sleepy people who were peeking out of their windows.
You're an animorph, Rachel. An animorph. And I guess something has happened to you to mess up your memory. But right now, my friend...
My friend.
You have to trust me. You have to trust me.
Submitted for your approval. An elephant that thinks she's a teenager.
Not only that, but a...
Animorph!
Species confused teenager.
The word from my dream. Trust her? Trust this girl who called herself Cassie and said she was my friend?
Her name's Cassie.
I
looked
down
overalls. She's gotta be honest.
Yeah. Overalls make you honest.
So, I don't know. What about mechanics? Like car mechanics?
Unless
your flange is broken.
Unless it's
particular
you. Oh, come on. He's mostly honest.
Yeah, but what about, like, car mechanics?
Yeah, that's a broken flange and a couple, spleen troubles. That'll be, like,
hey, what's that?
Where's the sledgehammer?
Look at that dent. I gotta found that out. Yeah. That'll be another $1,000.
Gosh.
Could you describe the noise for us? It's going like this, clunk, clunk, clunk.
No, you gotta...
Welcome to Animorph Talk.
Animorph.
If you know the answer to this week's puzzle, write your answer on the back of a, I don't know,
$20 bill?
Car talk. No.
The back of a $50 bill and send it in to KDUP.
No, what they do is it's like a really specific tool, like
an 18452
fork wrench,
microchip, multiprocessor with added.
You are an electrical engineer.
Access banks. I don't know. You speak technical.
How do you speak technical?
Yeah, you can't do it.
I've decided to pull myself out of this tangent. You guys continue.
And send it to Car Talk at Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We are terrible at doing that.
Yeah.
We should parody. Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Trust her? Trust this girl who called herself Cassie and said she was my friend? I looked down at her. Hey, we got a call.
No.
Hi, you're on Animorph.
The radio drama. Uncensored.
How you guys doing?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Who's this?
Oh, don't worry about that. I got a special request.
Oh?
Uh-oh.
I'd like to hear some goosebumps up in this place.
Oh! Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
You can't build a relationship with goosebumps.
Well, mystery caller, that's unfortunate because we're not going to do that. Because someone in the comments didn't, quote-unquote, try to kill me with sour cream tonight.
I'm so confused right now.
That's because you weren't here.
Oh, right.
I was here. Hello?
Dead air.
Yes, Kyle, you're good.
I'm a man, man.
Man.
Yeah.
Right,
how dare you, sir?
But seriously, I would like to hear some goosebumps.
Well, if you buy us the series, we'll start reading them.
So I'd like to cry again sometime soon.
Right.
Okay.
I'll still dodge.
Okay.
I'm good at that.
Okay.
Later, Joe.
Well, let's get back to the story. It was very interesting. I love the car sound effects.
Okay, see you, dude.
Bye!
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Hit the button.
Speaking of other books, I would like to bring up a topic that really is near.
I hope you're happy, man. You just pulled out another tangent out of this hat of tricks.
Because
it's a bag.
I would love to tell you guys a story.
No, TJ's
a story of three boys who would become men one day.
Not today.
Three boys who had a dream, who had a vision.
If they slept.
Of books read on a radio station.
Like this one.
Books of awesome and immense proportions.
Caliber would be a better word.
That's not motivational yet. I'm still looking for the motivational. Oh, okay, that'll work.
I don't hear it.
I put up the wrong one. There we go. This is for all of you listeners out there who've had a dream. Once, a long time ago, there were three men.
No, boys.
Boys. One was named Kyle.
Yay!
One was named
it's
Matthew.
Me, look at,
what?
Look at me.
Oh, okay.
And one was named CJ. And they came together one day, these three friends, and spoke of amazing books, of wondrous times, of great stories, and amazing adventures.
Adventures. Yeah, there was that one book.
And these three friends sat down and opened the books, the stories, the chronicles, nay, the epics of Animorphs.
Look at the picture, guys. Look at the picture. He flips the bottom of the quarter and turns them into an animal.
And from these books, these friends began Animorphs. The radio drama.
Uncensored.
So this is a story for all of you boys out there
who
had a dream.
And girls, yeah.
You've had a dream.
Girls count too.
That someday in the future, someday those childhood books that you cherished so much, that brought you through those troubled times in puberty, those times when you didn't know what to do. You too can make your own radio show. You too can make Animorphs the radio drama.
Uncensored. Wow, that was epic.
Oh, gosh. So the moral of the story is, if you want to hear goosebumps, go get your own radio show.
Oh, burn!
Well, you know, and also goosebumps very rarely had, you know, recurring characters.
Or,
yeah, but that would be even more fun, because then you'd be forced to make up new voices every show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be forced to meet
them. And then we'd have to try and mimic them.
Yeah.
I've got a couple voices up my sleeve. They just sound like me.
Or Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I got to see him in person this weekend.
How's that?
It was a lot of fun.
Is he old?
Yeah.
He
discussed the fact, though, that he doesn't really know where turkey bacon comes from.
Neither do I.
Like, turkeys, I guess.
You know, you take the picture of the pig and you slice it in half, and you can label all the parts, and there's a part where the bacon comes from. You take a turkey and slice it in half. You can't find the turkey bacon. Where's the turkey bacon?
Well, you see, turkey bacon is actually just bacon that has been raised by turkey.
Good call.
Okay, continuing. Animorphs. The word from my dream.
We're really hot tonight right now. Could you turn down the volume?
We're hot?
Yeah. That's what Autumn said.
Right, I think she's just trying to stay on the show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It gave me a little bit of a bounce in my step after that show.
Could I trust her?
Oh, wait.
Trust her? Trust the girl who called herself Cassie and said she was my friend? I looked down at her through elephant eyes. Could I trust her?
I could probably throw her. I was an elephant.
How could I know? How could I be sure?
Cassie,
I said.
Cassie,
sorry.
Yes?
Tell me what to do.
Chapter 28. The yes put me in a box, not a cage. A Ramonite box with seamless walls on all sides.
Ramonite. It's an evil box that makes you feel like you can't escape. But you can.
I was in the box for some time that spanned many Earth hours, and I felt despair, the special despair that comes from dishonor. Animorphs, the radio drama, apologizes for all these random outbursts from Kyle Michael.
Oh, that wasn't random. It was despair.
Dishonor.
This Ithri killed my brother. By the laws and customs of my people, I was supposed to avenge that murder. I was obligated to kill this Ithri, if I ever had a chance. I had just been face to face with him, and I had done nothing. Yes, I had been surrounded by Hulk Bajir, and because I was young and not yet a full-fledged Analyte warrior, Kaz began to stream right past me. I could say that the full burden of revenge had not yet fallen on me, but it was a bitter feeling, a bitter, terrible feeling, knowing I had been face to face with Visit 3 and had not struck. Had I missed my only chance for revenge?
Pretty much,
revenge.
In my mind, I pictured the scene again. I had been surrounded by Hawk Bajir, but with Visit 3 himself within range of my tail. Could I have struck? Could I have hit him before the Hawk Bajir fired and disintegrated me? No, logic said no, but I felt a sick, twisting doubt inside me. Dishonor is a terrible thing, worse than death for an Andalite warrior. Suddenly, one wall of my cage shimmered and became transparent. Ramonite is a metal that can stretch open and be made clear or opaque by molecular realignment.
You see, it's just a plot helper. It's a MacGuffin.
Transparent aluminum!
Exactly.
How do we know he didn't admit this thing?
He didn't.
I could see the room beyond my cage, the bridge of Visser 3's blade ship. The Visser stood on a raised platform in the center of a triangular room. Aligned on three sides of the bridge were various workstations manned by Taxons and human controllers. Taxons are worm-like creatures. They have rows of needle-sharp legs, similar to an Earth centipede. They hold the upper third of their bodies erect. And along the upper body, the rows of legs become pairs of weak but agile arms. A series of globular red eyes surrounded the top end of the worm, and at the very top is an always open circular mouth. The Hawk Bajir were a race of peace-loving creatures enslaved by Yerks, but the Taxons chose to ally themselves with the Yerks. Each Taxon now has a Yerk inside its vile head, adding Yerk intelligence to a Taxon's own deep evil. Taxons usually handled the more subtle work. Hawk Bajir are used as soldiers. The Yerk Empire was only just beginning to integrate its new human slaves into the Empire. In the air before Visser 3 was a hologram. It was obviously being shot from a great distance. The scene was distorted and light enhanced, which gave it an eerie, dreamlike quality.
I thought you might enjoy watching this,
Visser 3 said to me.
We were lucky to get a visual lock.
The hologram. Who's reading?
CJ.
My belief is closing in on another one of your bags.
The hologram...
Soon you'll have company.
The hologram shimmered and wavered, so I could see the Valique tearing through trees and forest, and then a sudden flash of orange and black. A tiger, Prince Jake!
There are some magnificent animals on this planet,
Mr. Three said.
I'll have to acquire one of those. Look how it moves. But it's wearing out. It's a fast killer. It can't handle the long battle.
Suddenly, the tiger that was Jake shot up a tree. The Valique was eating its way up the tree. Prince Jake leapt into the air. I could just barely see the tiger hit the ground. It bared its teeth, but it was too tired to run anymore. In a second, it would be over. The Valique would envelop the tiger and bring it to Vissa 3. Just then, the Valique hesitated. Vissa 3 stiffened. The Valique disintegrated and, like a tornado, swept away at an extreme speed.
What is happening?
Vissa 3 cried. Every taxon, Hawk Bajir, and human controller on the bridge flinched. One of the human controllers stepped forward timidly.
The Valique must have sensed another morph.
Why doesn't it bring me this one first?
Pushes his glasses up his nose.
Victor, as you know, our knowledge of this Valique is not perfect. I can only speculate.
Suddenly, Vissa 3 stabbed his tail at the cowering controller. The blade pressed against the human's throat.
Speculate quickly,
Vissa 3 said.
Viscera feeds on energy. It senses energy. We have made it sensitive to the energy field created during morphing. But this bandit, this tiger creature, has stopped morphing. So the attraction has weakened. The Valique will still capture this tiger, only some other morph energy field must have been created. The Valique senses this new field and goes after the new energy source.
Vissa 3 withdrew his tail from the man's neck. The human controller collapsed to his knees, sweating and shaking.
Launch both bug spices, Vissa 3 said. Keep a visual lock on the Valique.
A Tacom spoke in their strange tongue. Faster than the eye could follow, Vissa 3 lashed out with his dandelion tail. The Tacom screamed. The Tacom was sliced open. Its insides sloshed out all over the floor. The Tacom collapsed in a heap.
This creature says it is difficult to keep a visual lock on the Valique. Does anyone else think it is difficult to follow my orders?
No one did.
Clean up this incompetent filth. Launch the bug fighters. Keep a visual lock on the Valique.
All this was said very calmly.
Valique.
Two taxons rushed forward and began to eat their fellow taxons. All this was in the others on the bridge all paid very close attention to their work. Very, very close attention.
I guess.
Oh, yes.
What?
It's Axe.
Oh, I guess it isn't going too well for you, Vissa. I did. He turned his main eyes on me while his stock eyes swept the room, looking for any slackness on the part of his creatures.
Swept the broom or swept the room?
Swept the room.
Oh, okay.
Looking for any slackness on the part of his creatures.
Yes, your Andalite brothers have found a weakness in my Valique,
Vissa 3 said.
They are playing games, morphing here, morphing there, wiping it from place to place, quitting it from place to place. But you forget, my little Andalite friend, I inhabit an Andalite body for morphing powers. I know your weakness, too. They can't play this game for long. I am about to add to their troubles and become the sole power in the galaxy.
Sorry.
He turned all eyes to me in a leering, deadly voice.
I would like to take them alive for my own reasons, but if I can't, I will make do with their lifeless bodies.
Stop.
Peanut! because I asked you to.
Peanuts! If you have another little beetroot, peanuts in a little bag are calling you.
You're still reading this.
For any time, for supper, most any time.
And at the very break of day, the peanut stand is on its way.
Peanuts!
If you're looking for a moral to this song,
if you're looking for a moral to this song, if you're a little monkey, can be wrong.
Let's go!
Go! Wait, why did we stall?
Kyle, I need some, stuff. Out of the trees, I roared. It was left in what was left of the pickup truck. I plowed up through a ditch onto a road, kicking up dirt and mud and gravel. It was a dark, narrow road that ran behind the housing building. I'd come full circle. I don't care what anyone says. I drove okay. Or at least, I was getting better. I was running into things last night. I began to morph, but I didn't want to give up on the truck. After all, I was supposed to get it back out of the chassis farm when we were done with it. So I chose the one morph I had in my arsenal that could drive. Time for the monkey suit, I muttered as I barreled down the road and hitting only the occasional
That's a federal offense, Mark.
Why is there a dog?
That was my gorilla thing.
Oh, my bad. I focused. I concentrated as well as I could. Fortunately, this was a morph I'd done before. I was familiar with it. But still, that first sensation of my shoulders doubling in size, tripling, quadrupling, it was a rush. I mean, I'm not the biggest guy in the world. I'm kind of short. I'm kind of small. But when I do this morph, I am so massively powerful, it's incredible. In this morph, I have lifted guys up and thrown them through the air. In this morph, I have punched Hork-Bajir, and they stayed punched. In this morph, I could kick the butt of the entire Dallas Cowboys all at once. Give or take a few. But not 400 pounds of fat, no. I was becoming 400 pounds of hardcore, bad as bad can be. Don't even look cross-eyed at me. Shoulders like a cement truck, neck like a fire hydrant, fist like sledgehammers, dominant male, silverback gorilla. Sweet, gentle animals, unless you insist on making them mad, at which point they are capable of ripping up a small tree by the roots and playing baseball with you as the ball.
You think K.A. visited a gorilla in its natural habitat, or just the zoo?
Oh, gorillas.
Because last time I checked, if you walked up to a gorilla, they tried to kick the out of you.
Nice. No, actually, as Jane Goodall demonstrated, you can live with gorillas.
Yeah, if you're weird.
But as James, Jane Goodall's essay in the introduction to one of the mini Gary Larson compendiums, of the Far Side.
So are we done listening, talking?
Yeah. Gorillas can also be quite...
I glanced in the rearview mirror.
Quite.
My eyes had become little gorilla eyes. My mouth was puffing out and turning dark. And I was scared. See, as tough as a gorilla might be, I was nothing to that dust monster. I wasn't morphing the gorilla to fight that thing. I was morphing the gorilla to draw him on. I was bait, and the creature was the shark. And the fact... That fact did not make me happy.
We're gonna need a
I heard
boat.
The roar of a tornado behind me. I pressed my foot down on the accelerator. Okay, so we have a email.
Yay!
Howdy. First... Oh, wait. Should I... We should do it. Catherine from Colorado writes, Howdy. First off, the car chase scene rocked. I only felt the fear of going deaf once when one of y'all made the brake noise.
That was CJ.
But it was totally worth it. Thank you. Second, I personally think that turkey bacon is what hatches sometime after the magical moment between hogs and domesticated turkeys.
Magical moment.
That magical
moment. Magic moment. This magic moment when your lips are close to mine. Could last forever till the end of time.
That's what I hear.
Is this the song?
No, this is the Drown Out CJ song.
I don't like it.
Forever till the end of time. Whoa.
I'm sorry for their singing.
Wait, are we getting it up?
Yeah.
That's what she said, and that's for you, Dan, who gave up. That's what she said for Lent.
You know, okay, no, I do. I recall her saying that.
I do recall her saying that. Last
what
night.
Is this?
Play show.
Oh. Yeah, play show.
A French play show.
Actually, I think it's all some enormous conspiracy theory, because in my extensive research, an entire 3 minutes, I was not able to come up with anything. I failed. No, Catherine, you didn't fail.
You just listened to us.
See, some of the greatest things that have ever been discovered are when people...
What was it that Edison
figure out what
said?
They did wrong.
What was it that Edison said? I didn't invent the light bulb. I found a million ways not to make the light bulb.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah. So you found...
One of the ways
one of
the
ways
to find
not
the
to
answer.
Find out the answer to what turkey bacon is.
Yes.
Many of them, probably, in 3 minutes on the internet.
And for those that care, my monologue just laughed. Let me know.
What? Continue. What is this? Is this Spanish?
No, it's French. It's all français.
Wait, no, this is Anmorph. We're in America here. Speak American.
Yeah, well, this is KDUC, and we're doing play shows here.
This is a play show? When does it end?
Not soon enough.
Awesome.
It does sound okay, but it's
French.
A, French, and two, there's no, like, PSA portion. It's just French.
No, it's not a PSA.
Wait,
play
no,
show.
This isn't French music. It's freedom music.
Freedom music. Yeah.
Got, like, a minute and 45 left.
Speaking of,
How dare you insult the French?
How dare I? How dare I?
Okay.
Look at this. I'm giving the cigarette to the baby.
Can we? Where are we going to go for this?
French.
I think we're kind of stalling to wait for this song.
See, well, I thought it was a PSA. I heard PSA when Matt said play show, and so I figured we were supposed to be, like, making fun of it because
this
it was a French PSA.
This is a play show from France. Do not start wars, and if you do start wars, get out of them quickly. Also, drink lots of wine and eat cheese.
No, we can't say drink on the radio.
Well, we can, but we should not encourage people to drink unless they're
over
21.
Yes.
But lots of cheese and a baguette or two.
Baguette.
You know, we make really good Disney villains.
You just said
like,
yes, make Disney villains.
No, we the French. We not yet, but we the French make good Disney villains. Except for when we are angry, we do not speak French.
Or if you have hands on fire and wax dripping all the time, you're not a bad guy. You're just in a horrible movie.
I don't know.
Chapter 30.
That song.
We're who's playing
done.
Rachel?
It's almost done. It's almost done. Just play for it. Just play
Rachel's
for it.
French.
There we go.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was like fingernails on a chalkboard, except the chalkboard is my ears, and the fingernails
were your soul.
Are, yeah.
French.
So it was your soul
yeah.
on your
our French fingernails. And so they're more annoying.
How dare you insult our fingernails with you Americans and your showering daily.
I am sorry, Fred.
I am sorry, Fred.
You're probably not listening to KDUP.
Does it make you guys feel any better? He's apologizing for the entirety of the American people.
Yeah.
And, you know,
the rest of us aren't going to.
Because here at Animorphs, the radio drama on the desert, we realized that America wouldn't exist if the French weren't around.
Hadn't been around.
Let's have a moment of silence for the French people.
And General Lafayette.
And Monsieur Charles de Gaulle.
And Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, him.
Bonaparte.
And Nappy the Third.
And King Louis the 16th. Come on. I am the state.
I thought he was the 14th.
14.
And that one guy from the Big Lebowski.
I don't remember. There was an X and there was an I, and I don't remember where the I was from. It was either on one side or the other side.
I think it was 14. And of course,
for Fries. Moment of silence for Fries.
Freedom Fries.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we need to actually clear this up. France stole French fries from Belgium.
Belgium.
They were French cut.
No.
That's why they're called French fries.
The first ships that sailed to America found the potatoes, and the port they would have sailed back to was not in France, but it would have been in Belgium.
But no one.
So you're making it up.
No, it would have been Belgium. And there are Belgian fries, and guess what they put on the Belgian fries?
Ketchup?
No. Mayonnaise.
First of all, TJ, that's Holland. Second of all, the first ships that I brought America to Europe were Christopher Columbus, who was Spanish.
My history teacher from high school
ran toward the line of trees that hugged the housing
development. Who went to history camp.
Oh, my gosh, it's still going.
Yeah, they sang National Anthem.
Once again, I find myself talking to the listeners instead of my co-host. How are you today? I'm good.
Okay.
They're back.
I charged with trunk held high, not like the French, trumpeting defiance. I ran toward the line of trees that hugged the housing development. I crashed heedlessly through yards and lawns. I was in a hurry, and lost 56. Your name is Rachel. You're an animorph. You were created by a dying Andalite prince in a tube. We were given the power to become any animal we could touch. We were running, or I was running anyway, with this girl riding on my back. She told me we had to get away from the home. We had to get to the forest, and thus she could kill innocent people if we didn't get away. That made sense. The rest of what she was telling you seemed utterly insane. I'm Cassie. We're best friends, Rachel. There's Jake, he's your cousin. There's Marco. And Tobias. Tobias is trapped in this morph. He's stuck here as a terrible place. He's deep within the bowels of the earth. And Jim Cave is fixed with sports stone. In the center of a pool
that looks like molten lead. Tears reaching into her cages around the edges.
The
terrible cries of terror. And despair. That's a lot of terror.
A battle rage. I was there. I was an elephant, just as I was now. Yes, a battle against monsters. And a bird screamed down from high in the cave. It screamed down, wings fat, hooked beak, and terrible talons ready.
A hawk,
I said to Cassie. Yes, that's it. That's Tobias. He's a hawk.
Hawk word.
I crashed through a flimsy fence into someone's backyard. Then crashed through it again on my way out. Open field, we were out of the houses now and running for the cover of the woods. I remembered what had happened in the woods. That old woman was yelling about yurks, I said. She was crazy.
Yurks!
She can't reenact the glory that was Christine's yell.
She was crazy, yelling about yurks coming for her.
Yurks are real, Cassie said.
Look, Rachel, you don't have to remember everything at once, but we're in a terrible fight here. We need your help.
Terrible.
Tear. What help? I asked suspiciously. We're trying to keep the Valique distracted. It chases after morphing energy. It's drawn to anyone morphing. So we're morphing every 5 minutes or so, hoping to wear it out. How do you know it wears out? We don't. This isn't much of a plan, I said. Are you animals? All animals. Animorphs? Always this hopeless? Pretty much, Cassie said ruefully. The bad guys have all the power. Sometimes we think it's a hopeless fight. A hopeless fight? I asked. Isn't that the best kind? Cassie laughed.
Oh, wait, we're in mortal danger.
You may have lost your memory, but you're still Rachel. It's not time for me to morph. Let me jump off. No, I said. The beast couldn't lift me. It was too big. Stay on and morph where you are. It will come after us, but it can't lift me. It may not be able to get you. But if it can't lift me, I guess. I felt her pat the back of my massive head. My girl Rachel, she said affectionately. Here goes nothing. What are you going to morph into? You know, like how, like, I've got two separate voices, but they're exactly the same. Something small enough that maybe the dust beast won't be able to separate me from you. Remember, they're in middle school. A squirrel. We can morph into small animals? Sometimes smaller is better. No. I felt a strange, scraping, tickling feeling on my back as the girl who said she was my friend became smaller.
Wow, that was a weird ending. It was like, became smaller, but it was like, became smaller, and I was expecting an and there wasn't one. It was done.
I've got more of a shelf for us. And it's CJ's turn, so maybe he should stop.
Around on the internet and do some real work.
Dude, I don't think it's appropriate for anyone to be dinking with company over.
Yeah. Too true, Kyle. Did we say that this is what? KDUP 1580 AM?
No, we didn't. We said now.
Or online at kdup.up.edu.
Which is still the sound of Portland.
And did we
you
say...
You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121 or...
That's 943-7121.
Something like that.
7121.
Check out our Facebook.
You can email us tonight at animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
Check out our Facebook group, Animorphs the Radio Drama No One Censored Cast.
You can check our website where we have most of our shows, which is animorphs-uncensored.com.
All right. You wanna read books?
Chapter 31. Marco.
Oh no. I thought, as the Valik plays after me. I had a weird desire to pound my chest with my massive fist, but I stuck to my driving. I heard the tornado behind me. I shot a look at the rearview mirror. The mirror was filled with gnashing mouths. The truck was moving as fast as it could move. Sudden flashes of brilliant red light coming from the sky. Draken beam! Then in my headlights, an elephant. What? I slammed on the brakes, too late. He hasn't blown up yet. Screech. Everything upside down, rolling, pain, suddenly flying. Things hit me. Bushes ripped at me. Slam. I hit the ground. I was in a ditch half filled with water. The truck was overhead on its back a few feet away.
Return.
The wheels were still spinning. The headlights were still shining. Dragon beams sliced the ground a few feet from my head. Bug fighters. I tried to move. Pain shot through my head. I moved my arms. They were still in one piece. If I had been in human form, I would have been killed. But it took more than a 75-mile-an-hour crash to kill the gorilla.
Actually, it was only 70. 75 would have killed the gorilla.
Yep. It took more than a 75-mile-an-hour crash.
70-mile.
70-mile-an-hour crash to kill the gorilla. From somewhere, I heard an agonized trumpeting sound. Mm-hmm. The dust beast was over me. A tornado... of mouths and blades. But it didn't want me. It was after someone else. I could feel unconscious dimming. I had to morph. Let it take me. If it had to, let it take me.
Chapter 32.
That's completely the wrong music.
Yeah, it was.
Like, upbeat and happy. And
I felt myself shrinking. To shrink. Rachel's elephant back began to grow and grow, spreading out from me like some heaving, wobbling gray blanket. A tail sprouted behind me. My face bulged out and grew pointed, pale gray fur spread across my body. I had morphed the squirrel before, of course. I knew what to expect. The body was wonderful, the senses keen and sharp, but the mind lived in a state of perpetual terror, always looking for predators. The only other emotion was hunger. But I could control the squirrel's fear, if I could control my own. Easier said than done. I was drawing the monster to us. The energy that was allowing me to become a squirrel was bait to the dust beast. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw headlights. Something big was in the air behind the light, a dark shadow that swallowed up the stars. The beast! The belief! I stopped the morph. I could feel my own fear, and if my fear met the squirrel's fear, I would never gain control. Suddenly, predator! The squirrel's terror shot through me, something overhead, like a giant bird. The squirrel's brain was screaming, run, 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 run! I'm sorry. I have that. Hey! Stabbing beams of brilliant light. Drakon beams!
Yeah.
Bug fighters coming in low above us. I felt a surge as Rachel powered her huge body faster.
What is happening?
Rachel cried in thought speak, but I was not morphed enough to use thought speak, and my mouth was no longer fully human. The groaning sounds I made would mean nothing to Rachel. Light so bright it blinded me. Rachel screamed. I smelled burned flesh. I blinked, turning to clear my half-human eye and human half-squirrel eyes.
Woo! This is harder than I thought.
I'm not used to the whole girl thing. I saw a seared line of blackened flesh drawn down Rachel's side by a Dracon beam. Headlights too close. Bam! I flew, tumbling through the air. I twisted half-formed... a twisted half-formed creature. I landed hard, but my fall was cushioned by dense bushes. Through eyes, half-human, half-squirrel, I saw a horrifying scene. Rachel was on her side, trumpeting in pain and rage. A pickup truck lay... lay on its back, wheels spinning. Just beyond the truck, a gorilla struggled to get up. Marco! A bug fighter zipped overhead. I stopped morphing. I froze. I was a 2-foot-long creature with a tail and human hands and patchy gray fur poking through spandex and flesh. The dusty settled above us. It spread above the three of us, Rachel, Marco, and me. I looked up into that phalanx of gnashing teeth and whirling blades and eerie staring eyes. It would take whoever drew it by morphing. It would take me if I morphed. And if I did nothing, if I just closed my eyes and hugged the dirt and did nothing. The dream. Evil had come to choose between me and another. Just like in the dream, I heard the Valique's tornado roar. It is on its prey. I closed my eyes.
I watched it all in the wavering, shimmering cauldron. The elephant running, the truck racing with the Valik in hot pursuit. The picture
this is like that scene when Luke had to watch the battle from outside the Death Star, from inside the Death Star. He has to watch the whole thing.
We were now seeing the scene through the gun camera of one of the bug fighters. Flashing light came on and indicated that the bug fighter was preparing to fight Draken Beam. Red lights, Lance told the elephant. The elephant ran in terror. The truck hit. In a flash, it was all over. The elephant leg sprawled across the side of the road. The truck was overwhelmed, overturned. The leak was hovering over the scene. It stopped swiftly down the enveloping a ditch. It rose as something had sealed inside. The leak arced swiftly toward the sky, out of range of the bug fighter's cameras.
Come to me, my little pet.
This is a free road.
Bring to me my second hand like vengeance.
Did the three turn his stock eyes toward me?
You will have company very soon.
I felt a sinking sensation. Who would the Valik take him? Rachel? Cassie? Marco?
Call the bug fighters.
Did the three said.
Bug fighters? What is it, Welsh now?
Tell them to land. Hold that large creature. The Valik can't carry it until it's demorphed into something smaller.
Mister,
one of the human controllers said timidly.
The bug fighter has a crew of one taxon and one horse bashir. May I suggest we contact some of our Earth-based human controllers? They will be less, conspicuous than the horse bashir.
Do it,
Mister 3 ordered.
But tell those bug fighter crews they will contain that beast. They will not let it go. Or I'll see that they become the main course at the taxon's next meal. I'm going to my quarters. Call me when the Valik arrives with my prize. Blank the Antonite's cage.
My cage wall became opaque. I was again alone, unable to see out.
What's that from?
Let me think it's a series of unfortunate events.
That's a great soundtrack. I need that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to steal it from you.
Okay.
And by steal it, he means go buy it legitimately.
No. I'm pretty sure I'm just going to walk in his room, and if it's locked, I'll key in. Walk in and steal everything off his computer, and then I'll break it.
Kyle's being very facetious right now.
He? Facetious is too big a word for me to understand, so I'm going to call you a liar, sir. Liar. 4 letters. Nice and simple and straight to the point.
I was left to imagine the fate of my human friends. I had never felt more worthless, more powerless. I felt a sudden, sharp pain on my arm. What had Marco said they were? Fleas? I swatted it, absent-mindedly. Wait, a flea? Hadn't I heard Jay say he had done it? Yes, I was sure it was a flea. He had morphed a flea. And he was, after all, just a human. Surely... I reached for the flea. Easier said than done. It had hopped away. I found it again. Again it escaped. On a third try, I caught it. I squeezed the flea carefully between my fingers. I focused on the flea. Yes, it just might work. We had very few animals that small on my own world. Perhaps the same was true of the yurt. Visser would not expect to morph anything so tiny. In which case, I might have one slim chance. I had morphed a fly, and I had morphed an ant. But as small as they were not small enough. An ant is far larger than a flea.
Hey, here's a question for you. When he morphs, do the fleas just get left behind? So, like, he just leaves, like, whole nests of fleas behind him wherever he morphs.
But the flea is nearly invisible. It was time to get very small. Time to morph. Let's get dangerous. Yeah. I began to shrink at a startling rate.
Okay, W.
Each morphing is unique.
Darkwing Duck! Darkwing Duck!
Sorry, I love that show.
I want it back.
Then there's also Tail Fin.
Do you remember the song?
I don't remember how it goes, but I liked it.
Yeah, there wasn't a tailspin in the song.
Yeah, there was.
Tailspin.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that.
Mm. Yeah, well.
I'm just saying.
It was islandy.
Each morphing you should eat, things don't have any logically some parts of your body change in shape when they are still sparsely large in size.
You're reading more stuff. You're doing the let's try and find where I'm at part, but you're reading
Rescue Rangers.
I miss TGIF, or what is that? The Disney Afternoon.
Yeah, I miss TGIF.
TGIF was glorious too.
Yeah, then they just started doing crap.
Oh, hey, we should take a PSA break soon.
Other times, the parts of your body shrink down, becoming very tiny and only changing shape at the last minute. This explains why, even as I was still a couple of feet tall, I suddenly felt two long tusks come shooting out of my mouth.
Two long tusks go shooting out of my mouth.
Two long teeth, and I knew immediately what they were used for. These were what the flea used to pierce my skin and drink my blood. I don't like you right now. Kyle is an idiot. And he wears very tight pants. But all of the ladies laugh at him because
he looks stupid.
Why a flea should have a taste for animal blood is a mystery, but now I knew how the little monster did his dirty
work. He meant bugger. Little bugger.
It's interesting how Axe morphs into Kyle at this very moment. And I really did not want to dwell on that
image.
My legs and arms began to
segment.
Joints appeared where they should not have been. Primitive joints that scraped as I moved. My tail withered away and my body
wheel.
I was bloating.
Oop.
Is he Canadian? I was bloating up, eh?
What's that all about? At the same time, my blue and tan fur gave way to an exoskeleton.
Shell.
I could hear my bones
dissolve.
I could feel sickening lurches as my internal organs all
disappeared.
My complex andalite heart became something that I was barely
a valve.
Long spiked hair shot from my jointed
leg.
I saw a sort of shell helmet fringed with a backward raked spike to replace my
face.
And all the while, the floor of my cage grew vastly wider and closer and closer. I felt I was on an endless landscape of smooth black glass.
Glass.
Are you done yet?
Like, cloth.
You done yet?
My stock eyes went blind.
As they became short, stubby antennae.
It's like
my sight and my main eyes. Do you mind?
Sorry.
My sight and my main eyes dimmed.
Not really an answer to what
you don't
saying.
Mind, do you? My sight and my main eyes dimmed and shattered into 1,000 points of gray light. I was almost blind. What I could see was nothing but shades of gray.
Only shades of gray. Mm-hmm.
And the colors mixed together. the great Tim. Well, I guess you guys like Bonanza? That's for you, Andy. I could not hear in the usual sense. For the princess this time, as we walk through the black window.
I'm sorry, listeners, for that tangent.
I stood on my 6 invisibly small legs, protected by plates of shell armor, almost blind, almost unable to hear, afraid. The next move was up to the X. I waited and ticked off the minutes. The flea's brain was scarcely a brain at all. It contained almost nothing. The sum total of what the flea knew was this: jump towards warmth and the smell of life. Since there was no warmth and no smell of life, the flea brain had nothing much to say. I waited, and hoped, and feared, and listened for the this is thought speech. There are two kinds of thought speech, open and closed. Open thought speech can be heard by anyone. Closed thought speech is like a human whispering to only one person. The visser gave his orders in open thought speech so that everyone heard. That was how I knew when he'd returned. From a distance I heard...
You and you two, follow me to the bridge.
I tried to control the fear that welled up in me at his approach. I hated him. I knew I had to live on that hate and try not to let the fear overpower me. My time would come, I told myself. I would avenge Elfangor. I would save my honor.
Where is the Valique? Open the hatch, you idiot, and let it in. Yes, right here on the bridge. And brighten the Amalite's cave. I want to see these old friends meet.
I saw a light, which was actually just an increase in the number of grey dots. There was a silence from Vissa 3 for about 2 seconds, then an explosion of an enraged thought speech.
One, two...
Fools! Where is it? Where is it? I'll kill every one of you if it has escaped.
Phone call.
Hello, you're on Animal, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
We can't hear you on the online. It's not broadcasting over.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of dead air, like it's silent. There's no fuzz either.
You're lying.
No, I'm actually... Joe, will you tell us there's nothing on?
Quick!
I don't...
Keep talking!
Alright, I'll go look.
What? Okay.
Like, we don't hear you. We don't hear me talking to you guys or you guys talking at all.
Yeah, weird, okay. Thanks for the phone call. If anybody else can hear us, go ahead and call.
Did we hit something? Okay.
I don't think so.
We're going to hang up, because that way, in case somebody else needs to call and tell us that something strange is going on.
Okay. Again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So if you can't hear us, call in. If you can hear us, you can still call in. Oh, hey.
You're on Animorphs Radio Drama on Thunder.
Go and go and die.
What?
Oh. We hear radio drama.
Yay! Yeah, see? Because that's how they knew to call. So, the Joes need to stop picking on us.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
I had to go outside and listen to a computer. What was that?
Just for that, we're going to take a PSA break at the end of the show.
PSA. I saw light. Suddenly, a rush of air. I felt it waft across my bristles and antennae. Then, the scent...
Antennae. I like it.
Sorry. Keep going.
Then, the scent of exhaled breath. The sensation of some warm object. The smells of a living creature.
No!
Don't open the cage!
Mr. Three yelled. Did you like that? He was a little Monty Python.
Too late, I thought. Jump! Above my back legs is a biological spring. It's firing. The energy went to him.
Hi, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
I'm in the same room as the other guy. We can hear you.
Yay!
Why, Joe?
Wow, he doesn't even have the decency to say goodbye.
You know what, Joe?
Or the fact that it's Jason.
You know what, Joe? This is the kind of conduct I would expect from Joe, but not from
you.
Joe, why did you do this to me? I'm so hurt, Joe.
Hey, can you hear us yet?
Good. Wow, that's not really working very well.
Mike,
Did anybody
else call in?
Yeah, two people. When we asked them to, because they could hear us. What? I'm so lost.
Can they hear you right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't listen hard enough, Joe. Yay!
Okay, thanks for looking out for us.
Yep, what we do.
Great.
Okay, bye.
Right.
Here at Animorphs, the Radio Drama Uncensored, we take care of our listeners.
We should have put them on the air. I've never tried calling someone's room.
Like, oh, an outgoing call.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Well, should we try?
We could try it.
Yeah,
who should we call?
Who should we call? I don't know.
You know Joe's extension? I know, like, one.
I can go figure it out. You guys continue reading, because this is your guys' part.
All right,
No, you fools! Don't open the cage!
No, we already did that. I've seen humans jump. They cannot jump their own height. Even we Andalites can barely jump our own height. But the flea? Well, the flea can jump 100 times its own height.
Hi, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drum.
Uncensored.
This is...
Dial extension 8964.
8964. Thank you. Okay.
Or 8962.
8962.
Gosh, okay. You guys are just really
hitting on that one. 8962.
We'll try. Thank you.
All right, perfect.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You guys are just really hitting on the, hey, let's call in after someone has left the actual room.
It was as if a human being could simply leap over a 60-story building. I flew through the air, and as I flew, I somersaulted over so that I was flying legs first. I hit something and stopped very suddenly.
Close the cage!
Mr. Three screamed. I felt a swift movement in the air just above me. The thing I was attached to fell. And even as he fell, I could sense that he no longer smelled like life.
All right, you're listening to KDUP, 1580 AM, or online at kdup.ut.edu. You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121 or extension 7121 if you're on campus. We're going to take a PSA break, and then we're going to try and call the two Joes.
Yes, apparently Jason Weeks once again lost the game. Bye.
Bye.
And by the way, those songs at Espresso UP are the drinks at Espresso UP are free. The friends aren't.
Really? Are you sure we mentioned that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to try and call Joe. I don't know if it does outgoing.
8961.
6-1 or 6-2? Joe said 6-2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this will be fun.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, I did.
What did you do?
Nothing. Productive.
All right, so if I switch this, the phone dies.
They're going to call in again. Watch this.
So...
Just watch, they'll call. They're going to call. That's how they're going to call. They're going to call. Just watch, they're going to call. Wow.
Did it work?
It's totally working. Hi.
Hey, Joe.
You're on Animorphs, the radio drama, Uncensored.
Did they call?
No, we called them.
Did it work?
Hello? Joe?
Oh, come on.
Hello?
Hi. Are you you?
You.
Wait, this is...
Hello?
Hi, Christine Lane.
Christine Lane?
This is Katie.
No.
Who is this?
Hi?
Who are you?
That is totally Christine.
It is Christine.
They are switching the phone.
I told you guys it was 8961.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We were
Hi, Christine. How's the night treating you?
Hi. It's good.
Hey, by the way, everyone should give this lovely young lady a big round of applause for having done the voice of the crazy lady.
Yeah, we put you on the air last week.
I'm always a crazy lady.
Yep, good point.
Except this time you were on the air.
Yeah.
Without knowing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Congratulations, you're the first outgoing call on Animorphs the Radio Drama Uncensored.
Which room are you in?
I don't know.
Are you in your room?
No.
Are you in Joe's room?
Yes.
So her number's wrong on the intronet.
Oh. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for answering.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Are we going to try another number or just give it up?
No, I think it has to be on campus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want Major's number. Hold on.
That will never work. All right.
It's a horrible idea. Phone ringing, dude.
It's such a horrible sound.
Yeah. So we need to get through it.
We should finish this. We're close to finishing this.
Yeah, so why don't you just read Marco's chapter and then Axe's chapter.
Oh, wait. No, Marco's chapter is next. No.
Never mind.
Despite the fact that we had kind of figured out how that dust creature worked, wasn't exactly trying to eat us, I was still slightly worried as it wrapped me up. Wrapped me up out of the ditch and carried me away. Slightly worried, as in crying like a baby. I could feel that we were rising upward, but I was more concerned with just breathing, which was hard enough. The dust beast swirled around me, choking me, blinding me, imprisoning me. I still say they were switching the phone. Wow, this is really loud. You want to turn it down a little bit? Thanks, man. Gosh, you are terrible. I don't know what I expect to see, but it sure wasn't like this. I was on something that looked like the bridge of Starship Enterprise, only triangular. Instead of a Data or Sulu or Worf or Spock, there were a bunch of taxons and a circle of Hork-Bajir with their weapons drawn. I also saw an open, empty box that looked like it could be a cage, and just in front of the box was a dead Hork-Bajir. Finally, and this was the worst part, instead of either Captain Kirk or Captain Picard, woohoo! There was Mr. 3.
Or Captain Janeway.
Yeah! Boo!
Boys, you're rocked.
And don't forget about Commander Sisko.
Who's Sisko?
It's the guy that you used to grease the pan with.
That's Crisco.
I thought Commander Sisko was the one who kept us from the internet, unless they had the right software.
I thought he was the only guy in Deep Space Nine with the name Sisko.
Way to go there, buddy. Mr. 3, with Hork-Bajir blood on his tail, Mr. 3, not looking happy. Not that he has probably ever looked happy, exactly. Mr. 3, the death monster hovering above us, filling the top of the room like a storm cloud. Taxons at Computer Street, the circle of Hork-Bajir armed with Draken beam, and me, a gorilla, in the middle of all this. It would have been funny if it had been happening to someone else.
Phone's ringing, dude. Hello.
You're on Animorphs.
Dial the number 7563.
Yeah, we already have it. We were planning on a time.
Yeah, we're not trusting Joe.
Yeah, but it is. And he totally wants us to
move out of that stupid form.
This is where he snapped. I said nothing. We had faced Vision 3 before. We never spoke for fear he would be able to tell that we were human, not Andalite.
Am I reading something?
Yeah, you're 53.
Wait, when did I turn into 53?
Close the cage.
Where am I?
No, don't open the cage. Someone remove that garbage.
Remove bottom of 179.
Well, that's the problem. 179.
Someone remove that garbage.
Vicious 3 said, pointing at the dead Hork-Bajir.
And find that Andalite. Bring in bioscanners. He didn't disappear. He's just morphed something very small.
Andalite. He had to mean Axe, which meant Axe was still alive. And he had escaped, which explained the poor Hork-Bajir. Mr. 3 is a hard guy to work for. I felt a surge of hope. Axe was alive.
Marco?
I jumped. Not far, because gorillas aren't big jumpers. I just sort of jerked in surprise. Every one of the Hork-Bajir tightened his grip on his weapon.
Polo.
Marco, is that you? It's Axe.
Axe, it's me. Are you sure Victor 3 can't hear us?
Just keep not speaking directly to me.
Axe said. Where are you?
I'm off to flee.
Good, maybe you can get away then. You're practically invisible. I'm in Gorilla Morph. I'm kind of noticeable.
I have a plan.
I have
a plan. Oh, good.
Plan.
All of our plans are working out so well. Where are you?
The safest place you could think of.
Axe said.
I'm on Vista 3. I don't speak with
Tim. I stared at Vista 3. Somewhere in his Andalite fur, Axe was hiding. Vista 3 glared at me.
I told you to morph out of that ludicrous shape.
Vista 3 said to me.
Don't force me to use painful measures.
Did you hear that? I asked Axe.
Yes, he was thought speaking openly. Don't morph. Don't say anything. Just tell me. Do you see a computer console nearby? There will probably be a taxon working at.
I see a bunch of consoles, and a bunch of taxons, and Victor 3 looking like he's ready to barbecue me.
Any console will do. Do you see a small square pad that the taxon is touching?
Yeah, all the taxons are pressing one hand, if that's a hand, on these little squares.
Why do you defy me, Andalite?
Victor 3 demanded.
To what possible purpose? Sooner or later, you have to emerge.
Those are interfaces.
Axe said.
Like your human keyboards. When you touch it, you can transmit commands directly to the computer. This is where the PowerPoint slide starts to fall down from the ceiling.
And he goes, whoosh, with his little pointer.
It is similar.
The taxon hand is pressed against his mouth.
The taxon hand is touching the square pad.
It's similar to some speech. However, the basic scientific principle is actually...
Axe, I don't need a science lecture. Vista 3 is looking at me like I'm his beef jerky. So Kyle couldn't eat me. So if you have a plan, just do it.
Yeah, allergies like are
Nike.
Funny. Let's make fun of blind people instead of Kyle.
Or deaf people, that's fun too.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about people that trip a lot?
A radio show that makes fun of the deaf, that's new.
Okay.
I heard that one once.
Okay.
On a stand-up bit.
Oh.
Blind man telling a
rumor. Okay! Alright?
Okay.
Are you all listening?
Everything
all
will right. go a bit crazy.
It's me! I am talking! It's British! Can't you see? Sorry, I go cocky when I get mad. Okay. Everything will go a bit crazy in a few minutes. Just go for the console. Press your hand on it and think open hatch. Just think open hatch.
What are you going to do? Axe laughed. He seldom laughs. It surprised me.
That leak goes after morph energy. So I'm going to give it some morph energy to go after.
Oh, bloody good. Mr. 3 was still sick. Harry, that's brilliant.
Did you think Mr. 3 was good?
Yeah.
Bloody.
Mr. 3 was still staring at me. I could practically see the wheels. Vista 3 was still staring at me. I could practically see the wheels turning in his evil brain.
Why? Why are you afraid to demorph? Why won't you speak? The other Andalite spoke. Why don't you?
Enunciate your case more. You'll sound more evil.
Olderhard, why don't you speak? Olderhard, consonant sounds.
Your turn. Then... Over all our heads, the death monster began to rotate. Faster, faster.
It's fun. Round and round and round.
We get a horse for a year.
Mister! Cool. this is a big word for me. Okay. Mister! Cool. Haldras is Nurag Velik!
A horse we hear say? Is there a weird mix of English in their own native tongue?
You know, you should try not yawning so much. It really detracts from the energy of the scene.
But Vista 3 had already noticed it would have been impossible not to. The Velik was going totally tornado. Let's ponder that. A tornado with sharp teeth and flashing blades. Anything that wasn't bolted down was flying around the bridge. Suddenly ropes of dust shot from the twirling cloud, ropes that wrapped Vista 3 up like a package. I caught a glimpse of something on Vista 3's back. It was a bug, growing slowly larger, already an inch long. Axe! The Horkbashir all leapt forward, trying instinctively to rescue the Vista from the dust and the creature. Big mistake. The first Horkbashir tried to slash at the whirling cloud,
dust cloud with his bladed arm. In a split second, he no longer had that arm. The Hort Bajir screamed, "This is my chest. I am sorry, guys."
Oh my gosh, I was so enthralled right up until that point.
This was my chance. I barreled toward the closest computer console. A Hort Bajir half fixated on the dust monster and half on me got in the way. I hit him full force with my head down like a charging bull. But Hort Bajir staggered back and splayed across the TACCOM. The TACCOM's weak legs collapsed. I didn't wait for them to get up. I punched a second TACCOM with my big gorilla fist. He scuttled back. I was in the clear.
Water!
Visser 3 cried from within.
Water!
He was thirsty? At a time like this, he was thirsty?
Hi, you're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored. Yes, we'll call the number.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, hi, Dan.
I just heard TJ going, and I was wondering if maybe he could just not try and break my speakers. Because that would be really nice. Okay, that's all. Bye.
Bye. I think you broke his speakers. You're mean.
That wasn't me. That was Kyle.
That was you. I was here. I saw it.
Yeah, but I heard it.
He was thirsty?
I pressed my hand on the computer console. Open the hatch, I thought. Open hatch. Right now. To my utter amazement, it worked. I could barely see through the tattered edges of the dust monster storm, but the ceiling of the bridge seemed to split down the middle. It began to open. I could see stars outside. This was Ash's plan? To open the bridge up to the vacuum of space? We would all be sucked out instantly and die. I considered reversing the command. I wasn't ready to die. And then I noticed something. We were not getting sucked out into space. And then I heard something else. A cloud above us. We were in the atmosphere.
Oh.
Victor 3 screamed.
They're trying to escape. Get him. Get him. Get that monkey.
Monkey? Monkey? I'll show them monkey. I turned. 6 Hort Bajir warriors advanced on me, their bladed wrists and elbows flashing.
Oh, okay, monkey. Monkey, I'm good with that.
Max, I have the hatch open, and whatever you're planning on us doing next, now would be a very good time. Right now.
Dum, dum, dum.
Hey, let's do it.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
What are we going to call Joe?
Hey, we got to... No, what are we going to do? 7563.
7563.
I'm not talking. Like
you're doing.
Talking. It's like this is three.
You're prank calling Major.
I'm not gonna prank call him. I'm gonna say hi, and then he's gonna be like, "Why'd you call my room phone?" I'll be like, "It's the only one I could call on the radio." Ha ha. Quick call.
Call him.
Really? I'm very trepidatious about this.
Trepidatious? This is the only way for him to realize that I actually have this show, and it's not just a lie to get myself out of duty once a week. Did it work?
I don't know.
This could get us in so much trouble. Or he does not pick up.
I don't think he has a phone.
This is riveting.
You have reached the office of Christy Hall at the University of Florida. We'll leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks. Bye.
Technically speaking, it worked, because that was his voice. Anyway, hi, this is your RA, your favorite staff member. I'm on the air,
and
so are you. are you there? Are you there? I'm happy.
You're so dead.
Oh, that was fun.
I do not condone this action.
Whatever.
The fact that I am
that message and he's going to be like, Kyle, you're fired. I actually, probably with less emotion, probably,
well, you're fired.
You're fired. And I'm going to be like, again? And he's going to be like, yeah.
Wait, I kind of recall her saying that. She said that, yeah.
What, fired?
Yeah.
Moving on!
That was your way of saying that's what she said?
Don't worry about it.
No. She really said it.
She did. That's what she said.
It is what she said.
But she really did.
All right.
Back
to 3-5.
I'm off.
I'm off after the axe, unless you want to read me.
Do you want to be axe?
No.
No?
No. No.
I'm off after slowly. Yeah. I had no intention of going all the way. Whatever that means in human. Well, I plan to put it upon my remaining of sleep. As I began to morph, I could feel the air swirling wildly around me. It was working. My morphing had drawn the fleet. I sensed the morphing energy, and now it sensed the morphing energy, and now it was doing what the fleet programmed it to do. It was capturing the morph.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll answer okay to one of those. 7575.
It's a horrible idea.
Okay, bye.
Of course, in capturing me, it had also captured the Visser. Ha ha! Ha I heard Visser 3 yell for water. What?
That's something for
why?
What
was the purpose of that? Trying to turn me off? Is that what you're doing?
Making sure the mic's off for when we do something stupid.
Alright. What
no,
was the purpose
Matt
of that?
No, need Matt to do a cool voice and make it sound like he's part of, like...
He can kick me out of where I live.
Yes, power. Unbelievable power.
Then I heard Marco say,
unlimited cosmic powers.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Classics, they just don't write them like they used to. Yeah, probably because they're on strike.
Oh,
man.
Read your line.
That's my line.
I have the hatch open, and whatever you're planning on doing now would be a very good time. Right now.
I reverse more. Back to total clean more. The hairs on Visser 3's back, which had shrunk to the size of tall trees, now rose up again, me taller than the tallest building. Which is in Taiwan, I believe. I felt my free armor clank back into place. I was once again not much bigger than a comma on this page. There is comma on this page, actually. I was surprised. It was time to move. I released a massive spring power in my hind legs and fired myself away from the Visser's body. I hit a wall of wind. I was caught in a swirling mass of dust. The particles were roughly my own size. They shot past me at incredible speed. Slam! Particle hit me. Luckily, it was entailed on my own feet. Boom! The spikes that protected the joints of my armor. It was stuck to me. And only then, locked together with it, was I able to see it through my weak flea eyes. It was alive. It was a creature my own size, but with 100 minuscule wings that beat the air. It had antennae, but different than any seen on Earth. These antennae were covered in tiny upturned balls, like the dishes of primitive human radio telescopes. Those are the only radio telescopes we have access with assault the human race. Those were the structures used to sense energy sources. There were no eyes and no mouth, but two long filaments like strands of wire swept back from the front of the creature. These must be how it fed, by channeling the energy down the wires. The Velik was not one creature, it was billions!
Oh.
It was a swarm of billions of these tiny creatures that evolved into a swarm that could come together
right now
over me
and become a destructive entity of gnashing teeth and slicing blades. But in reality, they were separate insect-like creatures that fed on energy. Which, of course, they just tore mass apart and there was energy. I molded on my tiny front legs and shoved the Velik away. Its wings beat and then a flash it was gone. Suddenly, a huge silvery globule.
Globule! Globule!
See past episodes. Animorphs. MM1-1. Suddenly, a huge silvery globule the size of a human house came shooting past. It hit several of the dust creatures and knocked them away. Then more globules, and then more.
Are we having a literary flashback?
I think so.
I never noticed. A spinning globule hit me. It wrapped itself around me. I was trapped, falling. A strange substance pressed all around me, enclosing me, smothering me. Water! The Yesha turned on a water hose. It was summer party time. That's what Mr. 3 is calling
for. Have a sexy party.
I'm all wet.
Oh, I'll have to take this off. It's completely soaked.
Okay, let's let's just bask in the awkwardness of this conversation.
I thought
she was wearing a parka.
Poncho.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah. Poncho, I want you to go to town.
A white poncho.
Ponchos are kind of plastic.
Then I was out. I was on dry ground. But
that's what Visitory has been calling for. Water! The drop of water that enclosed me splattered against the floor. I could not get away. It clung to me. It was like glue to my flea body. Then I was out. I was on dry ground, but water droplets loaded with powerless dust monsters were showering all around me like a meteor storm. Marco, stamp your feet. I need to find you.
I'm a little busy.
Marco cried.
I got Hork-Bajir here looking for trouble, and someone turned on the sprinklers.
Stamp your feet. Dang it, I have that song. There's an actual
stamp your feet
song where it goes, stamp your feet. Anyway. Stamp your feet. I felt a new vibration rumble through the floor. I knew where it was coming from. I leaped. I tumbled through the air. I landed in a big forest of gigantic pears. He's as thick as the biggest tree.
Where are you,
Marco? Marco yelled.
Ah!
Marco yelled.
Where are you?
There we go. On you! On you, I said. We have to get out of... We have to get out of here.
How?
Jump through the open hatch.
I'm a gorilla, not a... Wait, I have an idea.
I felt a shuddering vibration like an earthquake that rolled through Marco's gorilla body. Then movement. Then wind whipping past at incredible speed. Where are we now? I asked.
Well, the good news is we're out of the ship. I used a couple of horses here as a ladder and climbed over them. That's the good news.
You seem to be implying that it might be some bad news, too, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The bad news is we're about 2 miles up in the air and we're plummeting to Earth.
That's our market.
What was the number I said? 7575?
Yep. And that's where we're going to end for tonight.
Well, 7575?
With the reading?
Yeah.
Or what?
With the reading. Was it 7575?
Yep. Can you turn my mic off too, CJ?
I will not be... You will not partake?
Are you kidding? There's so much trouble.
For what? Calling somebody? Why would we get in trouble for calling someone? So do I. Ooh.
This is Major.
Hey, Major. It's Kyle.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, God. That's even worse than I thought it would be. You realize that he already knew you were calling him. Probably.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. Yes. He doesn't even know.
I don't even have to tell him. That's the great thing.
So I've been trying to play Valentine songs this whole show. And
did it not work out?
Well, I'm not going to say whether it was particularly successful or particularly not successful, but...
You'll find that out in a couple of days.
But if you hang around after the show, I'm going to play a song by Fats Waller that I think pretty much sums up Valentine's Day for everyone.
Boy, I'm excited.
So, whenever Kyle gets around to actually playing the ending show theme.
So, all you folks out there, this is Animorphs the Radio Drama, signing off, sort of.
Uncensoredly.
No, stop it. Oh my gosh, you're ADD.
That's not very nice for 80 people. 80 people. Oh, there's the theme. Can you cut the other song? Or what?
This is horrid. This is horrid. This is art.
I am currently in fine art as a senior, and I know what it is to make art. Listen to it. Listen to the chords. Do you hear it? Look at it. You can look at the sound waves as you're recording this. It's amazing. I don't even know where the real song is.
I hear it.
Yeah. This is important. We have to realize.
This is not important.
This is real, man.
No, this is real. I was the one that wrote these songs.
But Kyle appropriated it.
No,
that's art.
I don't know. No. I don't know. No.
Oh, for real this time? All right.
Oh, okay.
Bye, kid.
Sorry, guys. Bye.
Yeah.